it starts asks me to tap the button as quickly as you can with using two fingers. So I tap.
The Empower app measures balance, gait, and changes in manual dexterity and voice through a series of daily tasks and sensors on the iPhone. Dr. Ray Dorsey, a neurologist at URMC, explains.
And so we know individuals with Parkinson's, for example, walk slower, have reduced stride length, have a little bit of a stoop posture, and we can assess that using the accelerometers and gyroscopes within the smartphone to determine how well their Parkinson's disease is doing.
It's been more than a decade since Gary Hilberger was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He says there are both altruistic and personal reasons to participate in a study using the app. Hilberger wants to help other people living with Parkinson's through data gleaned by researchers, but it'll also help his own doctor.
It was my treating neurologist to be able to track and observe and take note of changes in my symptoms and be able to respond in a more timely fashion.
Dr. Dorsey says the tool is a way to gather objective data that covers much more than what he can observe.
We see patients, you know, for a half an hour every 3 months. We're not seeing him doing assessments over the course of every day, over 16 to 24 hours a day.
Researchers on the study hope thousands of volunteers will use the app regularly. Dorsey says it's only the first step in learning enough about the disease to possibly find a way to prevent its progression in the future. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for The Innovation Trail.